ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, for months now, Australians battling inflation and high interest rates have been clinging to the hope of a rate cut as early as September or the start of 2025 at the latest. But as inflation picks up in the US and here in Australia, there are hopes of beginning to fade. Now, the talk among some economists is turning to the prospect of more rate rises before the end of the year, which would be a nightmare scenario for some borrowers and also for the federal government. Warren Hogan is a former Commonwealth Treasury official and currently the Chief Economic Advisor at Judo Bank. Warren, good to finally talk. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me on, Sally.
What's happening here? How much concern is there about how hard it will be to get rid of that last bit of inflation and try and get the inflation levels into the pocket that the RBA is aiming for?
It's looking like it's going to be difficult, and I look to the experience of economies overseas where they seem to be leading our experience by about 6 months. Some of them, including the US, are actually seeing a pickup in inflation in 2024. So it's proving to be very difficult, and so it all comes back to the what is the right level of interest rates to restore price stability in the economy to get inflation down and to keep the economy on a decent trajectory. And this is all about not getting ourselves in a situation where we have to jack rates up and put the economy into recession, which is exactly what happened in the late 80s. And you could even argue in the 70s that happened.
We're talking about the economy, Warren, but in some ways, are there a number of economies at the moment, or particularly two, those who aren't dealing with mortgages and rents, who are still spending quite a lot, and those who are absolutely trying to rein in their spending at the moment? They're getting hit by interest rate rises or increasing rents. Are we seeing sort of two distinct kind of economies at the moment in the country?
Well, there certainly is that that difference. There's no doubt that the stress of higher interest rates is being felt amongst a subset of our community, and I'd argue sort of an even smaller subset are in real financial pressure. But it is a complex economy. I think it's the same in the business community. Some businesses have got the best financial position they've ever had, or many have, while there's some that are failing, and we're seeing insolvencies rise. So it is a very complex and uneven economy. But the RBA has to set that interest rate for the overall outcomes we're seeing, because if they don't, it'll get worse and the medicine will be worse for everyone down the track.
Why do you think it's more likely in the second half of the year rather than doing something in the shorter term?
I don't think the RBA can do this next lot of rate hikes, if indeed we get there, easily. They're going to have it really clear to all and sundry, just because of how politicised interest rates are in this country, not just in terms of the political leadership, but the broader community had just watched this so closely. So I think it's going to take a few more months. And look, there's still a good chance it doesn't happen. We've just seen an economy start to show signs of recovery this year, which is not the narrow path. We're seeing the economy wander off this narrow path. Job creation is stronger than the RBA expected. And if that starts to show up as more consumer spending, then I think that's what triggers them to go in August. And of course, we'll have another quarterly inflation report then for Q2. And the numbers we got last week were not encouraging. Sure, overall inflation is down, but any of these measures of the domestic inflation, which is what the RBA is trying to influence, are stubborn, they're persistent, and they're too high. They're around 4 to 4.5%.
We've also, of course, got a federal budget between now and then. How difficult do you think, Warren, it's going to be for the federal government to thread the needle to give some assistance but not to put extra heat under the economy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a diabolical situation politically for them. I think they've done a pretty good job of being disciplined in the last few years. They haven't really cut back, and they haven't really tried to take heat out of the economy in order to get rid of this inflation quickly. But they have been pretty disciplined around new spending, and they've got to maintain that, which is, of course, a big ask ahead of an election where their position in the polls is getting a bit softer. So it's going to be a very, very important budget. I think they would be I wouldn't advise them to be going and throwing a lot of cost of living support around, because it's just going to make the RBA's job tougher in trying to get demand out of the economy.
What would a rate hike mean for the wealth gap between generations at the moment, which is already seemingly widening?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real feature of our economy. And it's, I think, a part of the reason the economy is showing resilience, that there's people who are not only benefiting from rate hikes, but there's a big cohort of, you know, this whole baby boomer generation have basically just retired, or most of them have, and they're doing okay in this environment. They're feeling the cost of living. No one can get away from that. But, of course, the higher rates help their income, doesn't hurt it. So another rate hike will accentuate that a little bit, but I think there's a chance that if there is another series of rate hikes here, and look, we can't rule it out in overseas countries like the United States either. If asset prices come down, house prices, equity prices, this is the source of a lot of their wealth, and this could actually start to change the balance a little bit. But in terms of income, a rate hike will help or accentuate that gap that we're seeing at the moment.
Warren, very, very briefly, the figures from the US, which ones are you paying most attention to and concern you at the moment?
I'm watching growth here and in the US, because what happens with the economy now affects inflation down the track. So if that economy is picking up, if we start to see the economy here pick up, that's not good for inflation next year. That's what the RBA will be focused on. We need the economy to be soft. It's looking like it's in a recovery.
Warren, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on the show, Sally.
That's Warren Hogan there, former Commonwealth Treasury Advisor and currently the Chief Economic Advisor at Judo Bank, having a look at the outlook not only for inflation but, of course, the concerns for many Australians who have borrowings at the moment, looking at the prospect of interest rate rises perhaps in the second part of the year. Still to come this morning on RN Breakfast, after 8 o'clock, we'll be talking about this issue of domestic and family violence, particularly violence towards women. We'll have a panel looking at what can be done in the short and long term to rein that in.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.